Hello, and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Terry Rombeck of the Lawrence Journal World. This week's podcast will be devoted to the Americana Music Academy here in Lawrence. We'll talk with director Tom Alexander about the first 5 years of the Academy and also his vision for the future. After that, we'll tell you about some of the events going on in Lawrence this weekend in our weekly Best Bets section. First, though, this report on the Americana Music Academy. It's Wednesday evening at the Signs of Life Gallery, and the room is filled with a hodgepodge group of musicians. They're all following chord progressions through a set of songs printed on Xerox copies and notebooks. It's a regular gathering organized by the Americana Music Academy. This week, the group happens to include 6 guitars, a dobro, a hand drum, and yes, that's a musical saw. It's one of the more public events hosted by the Music Academy, which just celebrated its 5th year of existence. The Academy is a non-profit organization that offers individual and group lessons on a variety of instruments, as well as performances and other opportunities to promote folk and roots music. 5 years into its existence, Americana is booming. About 1,700 students are expected to take lessons this year, up from just 360 the first year. Classes are now being offered in Paola and Topeka, in addition to the Lawrence location at 1419 Massachusetts. In addition, the Academy is working with the Lawrence Jazz Alliance on a citywide jazz orchestra, and it's also running a tent with 2 stages at this year's Wakarusa Music and Camping Festival. Director Tom Alexander says all that growth has been a challenge.
There's been a lot of changes and a lot of growth and a lot of finding ourselves moving into areas that we hadn't really anticipated. But it's a good thing. But without sounding like I'm making a shameless pitch, it all takes money, and money is not something that's in big supply at this point.
One concern in particular is space. Alexander says the current location is, as he puts it, bursting at the seams. Americana put in a proposal to move into the old Carnegie Library last year, but city commissioners decided instead to turn that building into a community center. Alexander would like to keep the Academy downtown.
Down the road, I'd still say it's the Carnegie Building. But, you know, we need anywhere from 10,000 to about 25,000 square feet. You know, and there's been some talk and some offers from some other individuals in town. The problem is it's very expensive to have anything in this town. And unless somebody comes along who's an angel who would want to actually donate a building to us and could actually afford to donate a building, we're probably not going to buy one anytime in the near future.
Even with Lawrence's musical tastes, Alexander says there's only so much growth the Academy can see in Lawrence. That's partly why he's looking to other cities for expansion.
I think in Kansas, there's actually, due to what's happened to in the school districts and stuff, this could happen in every community. But Lawrence, it started here because it made the most sense given the nature of the musicians in this area. This is pretty much the roots music center of Kansas. I mean, Salina's got some good stuff going on out there too, but it seems like there was a huge population of musicians in this area that just created the right atmosphere for it.
Still, 5 years into the project, he's generally pleased with how things are going at Americana.
Happy. I'm proud of what we've done. Satisfied? No, we got a lot more to do and we need a lot more help. But I think that what we have done here is the template that we can expand on and do a lot of other things with for a lot of other people in the future.
You can learn more about the Americana Music Academy at americana-music.org.
She come running back to me now.
Now here's some of the events going on in Lawrence this weekend. You might not exactly equate hard rock music with helping butterflies, but that's exactly what Lawrence band Clatter intends to do with the benefit show tonight. The show, which benefits Monarch Watch, is at 9 tonight at the Bottleneck. The 940 Dance Company has a new works concert at 7:30 tonight at the Lawrence Arts Center. Another performance is scheduled for 7:30 on Saturday night. Shiny Toy Guns and The Rapture play starting at 7 Saturday night at the Granada. States and Dead Girls Ruin Everything play at 10 Saturday at the Replay. And the Midday Ramblers and the Ferris Family play a show at 5 on Sunday. That's at the Replay Lounge. That does it for this week's Pulse Podcast. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next Friday.